24 Cross Media.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. Just looking out the window on this rainy day. At least it's warm out. I'm liking the warmth. I feel like we're going to have the worst summer, though, where it's going to be like...
Honestly, I feel like the winter is over, and I'm sitting here thinking like, wow, we made it out with no snow. But I feel like March, we're going to get hammered.
Fucked. I hope we don't, because one thing I don't this do always happens. Is shovel.
It's like false spring, and then it's like March, bam, lots of snow.
I actually saw like a meme the other day that said there's actually 11 seasons, and it was like, I don't remember what it said now, but it was like winter, fake spring, like,
right, yeah,
you know, back to winter, and we're in fake spring.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, cool.
I haven't had to pay the plow guy at all though yet this year, so I was like really happy with that because I don't shovel. Or plow.
What kind of plowing are we talking?
Well, you know.
All right, so I just wanted to give everyone an update on the butthole silencer. Mm. So if you recall last week talking about the butthole silencer trick. So
you tried it?
I did try it. So I didn't try it when I was pooping because like I'm afraid that, I don't know, I'm just afraid that it's going to like...
Because so you actually didn't do it?
No, well, what I did was I... Like, it was an accident how it happened. So I went to, like, sit on the toilet, I peed, and I go to wipe, and, like, I had to fart at the same time. So, like, as I was, like, about to fart, so I was like, hey, let me just try the butthole silencer trick. And so, like, I put the toilet paper, like, over my butthole, and it totally worked. It was like...
Really?
Yeah, I was like, cool. So it works. My friend had told me, like, you have to keep your hand... Like with the toilet paper when you're about to poop. And I'm like, I am not keeping my hand
down
there.
You can't just like put it there and move your hands. You have to like
correct.
Keep your
hand
on it.
You have to like put
your
hand there. So I was like, I'm not going to be able to do that because like I already have problems in the bathroom shitting all over myself. So like, I'm not going to do that. But what I am going to do is test it with a fart. And that was amazing. It worked perfectly. So just saying.
All right.
If you ever have to fart, just, you know. Put a piece of toilet paper out there. And
I like it.
Yeah, so it works. Just in case anybody wants to know.
I actually didn't try it, but I meant to.
Yeah.
Meant to try it this week.
I'm not going to be able to do the poop one. I'm just going to have to, like, always just poop freely and just make as much noise as possible.
I like how you're saying it like that now. Like, it's just not an issue for you. With the reason we're talking about this is because it's such an issue for you.
That's fine. I know I'm over here like, I'm trying to be polite. And then here I am talking about like, well, what I did was I put a piece of toilet paper on my asshole when I took a big fart. What a dirtbag.
You are.
So I thought that maybe what we could start with today is we would start with the Would You Rathers.
Okay.
So.
Hit me with it.
All right. So. One that you came up with was...
Would you rather men want you, like, everywhere you go, a man wants you, or women are jealous of you?
I'm going to pick I'd rather men would want me, you know? Because, like, women being jealous of you is, like, a problem for me. Like, it already happens, so it's like, you know?
Leads to a lot of cattiness, too.
Yeah, it just leads to, like, people trying to ruin shit, you know, trying to make your life miserable. So I'd rather just, like, men want me. I mean, they already do, so, like, it's hard to decide.
It's hard to decide.
No, no. I mean, I would rather just men want me all over the place.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, cool. All right, so would you rather have your partner only be able to use their hands or their mouth during foreplay?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Their hands or their mouth?
Yeah.
During foreplay. I'm going to go with mouth.
Fuck yeah, I'm going to go with mouth. Right? Yeah, I would definitely rather them only use their mouth. Like, thank you.
I mean, I want you to be able to use both. But
yeah, of course I want you to be able to use
like
both.
But like,
kissing
my neck.
God, kissing my neck. I'm basically
yours for
life.
I mean, there's
so much
you can do with your mouth. I know, right?
Like, that's my weakness.
Right.
Like, don't even come near this
neck. Like, I said no five times and you do that, you're getting whatever you want.
Like, literally. I am now a puddle and you can do as you please. I do not own my body. Yeah, I'd say mouth because you could just be like all doing the things.
Yeah,
like,
all the things.
Your fingers can't suck a nipple. You know, but that mouth, though. And also it's hard to like come from fingers, like being fingered or like playing with the clit for me, for me. Like,
I don't think that's true.
But I know that mouth though. Yeah. So yeah, mouth. All right. Would you rather pee a ping pong ball or poop a bowling ball?
Is that like a real question?
Yeah, like it's a real question. So like basically if you think about it, like peeing a ping pong ball is probably equally as like horrible as, because that like little pee hole is like really little. So like it's probably comparable to pooping a bowling ball. But like where was the bowling ball
before? Like, where is it coming from? Right?
Right. But I need to know your answer.
I happen to have looked up like how far your ass stretches, and like when you look it up on Google, it says like you could fit a raccoon up your ass.
Oh my god!
Like it could stretch that raccoon. Far, and I swear to God, you can look this up and Google it. Like how far does your asshole stretch? So I'm gonna go with the bowling ball because I happen to know that your butt can do that.
So here's the thing, like, and it's crazy that you say the raccoon because I watched a video the other day on TikTok where a raccoon went down like a really, like a PVC pipe basically. Like a raccoon actually like squeezed its body into the PVC okay. pipe, which to me meant that the raccoon itself is able to like bend and like tighten and be okay. all small. So like a bowling ball is not going to be able to do that.
Right, but I don't think that's the case. It just says... Yeah. That, so
I'm going to pee a ping pong ball. Like, that shit's going to hurt.
Have you ever had a kidney stone?
Yes.
How bad did that hurt?
I don't think I've ever passed one, but I know it's bad. But, like, I have
heard stories. Yeah. And so I just feel like, no.
Well, you know, I try to stay away from the butt as much as I can. So, like, I would probably opt for the ping pong ball. Ping ponging it up. You said I looked. You could basically fit a raccoon up there. Like what? A raccoon?
Yeah.
Why that? Like you could have said a like a paperback book, like anything else. Oh God, that's bad. All right. Would you rather only have sex with your worst lay for the rest of your life, or have the most mind-blowing sex once and then never have sex again for the rest of your life?
Okay, so it's either have sex, sex of my life once, mm-hmm. and then never have sex again, or have bad sex for the rest of my life with the worst person I ever had sex with.
Mm-hmm. Mm. But that's the only person that you can have sex with is the worst lay of your life.
Or I could just have sex once and never again.
Right.
Probably going to have to go with the first one.
Yeah, the worst lay.
Because I'm going to have to teach the worst guy how to do it. Because, like, we're not never having sex
yeah,
again.
Yeah, right. Like, I'm not built that way.
Right. Like, so.
Yeah, I'm going to say the worst
sound like
lay
an
ever.
Option, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But either
Can you
way,
think
both
about
of
your,
those
Do
sucks.
You know, like, off the top of your head, just like, ma'am, the worst lay of your life?
Yeah.
Right now?
Easy. It's in the back of my, it's in the front of my mind. Oh, I'll never know. Forget it because it was so terrible.
And what happened that made it so terrible?
It was just okay. So what makes bad sex for me was like he didn't do shit. Like there was no like him just basically laying down.
So his he dick was would the get, pillow princess.
Yeah, he was a pillow princess. His dick would like get. This is the thing I don't fucking like. Is like okay. It's we. You already know. It's one thing when you don't come. Like I already don't like that. But like I can
it.
Accept it. However, if it. You don't even stay hard, like what is this inside of my body? Like I feel like I'm fucking a piece of Laffy Taffy. Like what's good? Like can this not be inside my body, please? Like and I can feel it, and I know all of
and
us
he
girls
wasn't
out
like,
here.
All right, get off. I can't stay hard.
No, he just thought I probably wouldn't notice. But like I know that ten out of ten times
we're noticing.
Can tell. All right, it's not hard anymore. Like I said, I'm fucking a fucking piece of rubber right now. Like what the fuck? So it kept going soft and I'm over here in my head like why? Like I'm here. Like you have a vagina on top of your dick. Like I'm looking all like sexy. I'm like I'm here. You know what's good? So yeah, I did not like that. It was like he just kept going soft. Like not a good kisser. Like I don't even remember, to be honest, if he came probably, but I probably had to like give him a blowjob afterwards. And I'm thinking like, I mean, I don't mind giving him, obviously. I love it, but you don't deserve it.
Right. I don't mind giving him either. I think that the difference between a good blowjob and a bad one is you like taking pride in your work.
Yeah, that's what I said the other day. I said, if you really enjoy giving blowjobs, you're probably pretty good at it.
Right. Like, because I like it. It turns me on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind doing it.
No, I don't mind doing it. But I'll be fucking damned if that's like... the only thing we do.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But if you, but I just feel like how many times I hear guys be like, say that they got a bad blowjob or like, that was amazing. Like, bro, I know you came in 10 seconds. But right. Like, how, like, what are you bitches doing out there? Dragging your teeth along their dick? Uh-huh. Like, what? What are you doing? Like, what are you doing wrong? Because yeah. It's like almost the easiest task of my life.
Right. Like, you literally just have to like open your mouth, suck a dick, be done with it.
I don't get what the task is. The task at hand.
Right. And it's, I don't know, maybe because they suck at it or some girl, like a lot of girls just don't like to do it. So they're like, eh. And they, okay. So it's kind of like when my mom, when I was younger, would always be like, all right, fold the laundry. And I'm like, I'm going to do the worst job ever so that she never asks me to do it again. So like, I think it's the same lines like, all right, you want me to suck your dick? Cool. I will. But like, I'm going to give you the worst blowjob. So like, you never ask me to do it. Right. You know, few and far between.
I guess they got it going on.
That's their process. Also the other day, when I was working Tuesday night, it was Valentine's Day. And I was telling like the bar, like the guys at the bar, like, well, you know, depending on what you got your girl for Valentine's Day, depends on how good March 14th is going to be. And like, basically all of them were like, what's March 14th?
Yeah, nobody
knows. Like, I was like, look it up on your phone. They did. And they were like, no. Yeah. And they couldn't believe it. And I was like, yeah, like that's
a guy Valentine's thing, Day,
you know, it's steak and blowjob day. And also it's also listed online as filet and fellatio day, which I kind of liked that.
Okay.
I was like, okay.
I'm surprised at how many people don't know that.
Well, I'll be honest. I didn't know about it till last year. And I was like,
really? Cause yeah. I've known about it since, I don't know, probably mm-mm. came out. I was probably with somebody that like knew about it and wanted it. So they made sure I knew about it. And I've known about it since then.
I was like, wow. Okay. So like when I found out about it, I was like, oh my God, like I never knew. But I assume like everybody I was with didn't know either because they would have been like, hey, it's a holiday.
Are you going to be celebrating Steak and BJ Day?
I'm going to try. I think I work that day because it's also a Tuesday.
Everything's on a Tuesday.
But I told my boss, I was like, can I have off? He was like, no, but you could be late. I was like, oh, okay. I'm more of a late night steak and BJ day. So yeah, but we'll see. I don't know. I'll probably be working.
Back to the worst sex of your life. So mm-hmm. you never did that again. Only once. No, you did it more than once. See? You're a fucking asshole.
Well, because like you just said, like you thought you could
you
maybe
thought you
make
were gonna
them
teach
better.
Him how to be better?
Well, I thought.
Did you teach him?
We're not together, so probably not. No, because there's really nothing you can do about somebody's dick not getting hard. Honestly, I have come to the conclusion that it is definitely not us. Like, it is not us.
We're pleading our case to all the listeners now.
Seriously, it cannot
They're probably
be.
Sitting there like, these girls run into a lot of people that can't get a dick. It's got to be
You
them.
Don't want to know something? There's a pandemic sweeping the fucking nation, all right? Because it's so true. And we were talking like one day about like people as they get older, like get
like,
more
I think,
flaccid.
I think we're at the age now where.
Yeah. And you were like, well, I guess you just got to fuck 20-year-olds. And I'm like, but they are terrible too. Cause they just suck. You know, like
they have no idea what they're doing. They just want to like jackrabbit. Yeah. Fuck and leave.
Right. And maybe some of them are good, but like mentally they're not good. So it's like, I'm not in a place where I just want to like fuck.
No.
You know, I'm like in a place where I need to be like mentally and physically like stimulated.
That's the oldest thing I've ever heard you say. Right?
It is. I know. Oh my God, I'm old. But it's sick. True. And like, sick. I don't know how many 20-year-olds.
And physically stimulated.
And I don't know how many like.
Who are
young,
you?
I don't know how many young 20-year-olds are like able to do both of those things. Like, yeah, you might be cute. You might have a great body. You might work out. Blah, 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 blah. You know, you might be able to get your dick hard and fuck and come. Like, cool. I'm so proud of you. But like, then you're like the most boring, annoying person I've ever met. And I'm like, no.
Yeah. I mean, I don't talk to too many 20-year-olds, so I don't even know how they act, but
annoying. I mean, not me either, because I refuse to.
So I posted this video on our Facebook, and it's of two girls coming home from the bar. Mm-hmm. I tagged you in it, and the one girl's like, I just met my husband 5 minutes ago, and the other girl falls into the door, and she's like trying to pull herself up, and she's like, I just had the best French fry ever.
Definitely
and
us.
I was like, this is definitely us.
Bree's the one that's always falling in love and meets her husband, and Tiff's the one that's like, I just had some French fries, because right. I love French fries. When I like used to live off Albany Avenue, I used to stop at Quick Check like any time I drank and just get an order of French fries from Quick Check.
Quick
and they
Check
were everything
being
to
24
me.
Hours is everything
yeah,
on earth to my
is.
Life.
Except when
honestly.
You order food and like the grumpy man is like, I gotta work. And you're like, yeah, bitch, get the
Don't
fuck up.
Don't talk to my about my man, Thomas. See,
Tom is a jerk.
Thomas is the best. Then it is Tom. I tip him, and Thomas gets up, and he smiles the whole time.
Great. Are you giving him blowjobs? Does he get hard?
I mean, he probably might.
He probably does. But I don't bet you once it gets to like a certain age, food. They go back to being able to get hard again. Like when they're like that crusty, dusty old man. Like once you get like 60, they're like I can do this again.
So speaking of customer service, mm-hmm. I don't like you talking about my man Tom like that. Well, but I'm it sorry. Also reminds me of I wanted to bring up bartending mm-hmm. and all my pet peeves with that because dudes are out of control.
All right, you have more experience at me than this because the bar I work at doesn't really get like all these like young guys who just want to like take me
or
home.
Like customers in general. I get it. Oh, God.
I think that's kind of like its best quality, to be honest.
So, number one, snapping your fingers.
Like, hello, I need a drink. Click, click, click.
Or like waving your hand.
Yeah.
I work at a bar that gets like exceptionally busy mm-hmm. in the summer. And it's like these people will sit there and stare at you. Like, you know, when you feel people staring at you, mm-hmm. you can feel it burning a hole in the side of your face. And then you go walk up to them and they don't know what the fuck they want.
I'm like, here.
You've been standing here for at least 15 minutes and you don't know what. So then I go up and I'm like, what can I get you? And then they start asking their friends what they want. Why didn't you do that?
Yeah.
The you whole time had you were the standing order. Here waving me down.
I just wanted attention.
And I try to be nice because I'm there for tips, obviously. But this summer, this guy did that. And I was like, imagine you flagging me down and then not knowing what the fuck you want to drink. And I walked away.
Like, imagine that.
Imagine that.
Oh, yeah, that can be annoying. That doesn't happen to me, but, you know, I don't work at a place like you work at. But that's, like, annoying. Or when somebody is like surprise me.
Yeah, bitch. Say that to me. Make me your favorite drink. Okay. So then I go get them a glass of water and I put it down and they're like, this tastes like water. And I'm like, yeah, fucking love water.
I fucking love it.
It's my favorite fucking drink. Now, do you want to order something else?
Or they're like, make me like, something surprise fruity. Surprise me here.
Put a bottle of beer in front of them. They're like, what's this? It's a bottle of beer. Surprise.
Imagine getting a bottle of water or you'd be like, that's a surprise, I bet. Didn't you didn't think I was bringing that over.
Can you make me like something fruity or something good? Like something good to me and something fruity to me might not be something you like. Mm-hmm. Right. And I realize it's 50-50 because I realize I'm the bartender. It's my job to figure out like how to make drinks and cocktails right. and what goes good together and what I mm-hmm. can make you. And like I have an arsenal of drinks in my head that I know how to make, mm-hmm. but it's like an on the spot thing. If you ask me for something like that, all of a sudden, my head is blank. I can't think of one motherfucking drink besides a Malibu Bay Breeze. And it happens right. to me every That's fucking time.
Here's like, Malibu Bay Breeze.
Can you make me something fruity or something sweet? And I'm like, Malibu Bay Breeze. Like, that's all that's in my head. Yes. I know you don't want that. I can also make drinks that are way more complicated and way better than that. I just can't think of any of them right now.
I've seen the meme where it's like when somebody stops to like ask you a question and all you're doing is like loading and it has like the yeah. loading thing. It's like, now I am loading. I that's do not me. Know anything. That's me. I am frozen.
Dude, that's me. To a
I need a reboot. Yeah, that luckily does not happen to me. But I do have one more would you rather, which would you prefer testicles that are abnormally small or abnormally large?
Can you show me how abnormally large would be?
So I'm looking around the room and I'm looking at that light, but that's way too large. There's no way that anybody's testicles right. are that large, but so like maybe softball? Like as big a softball,
baseball.
Baseball. Let's go baseball. Okay. Like two baseballs.
Baseball versus marble.
Whoa.
Marbles. Well, like, because you said
yeah, I was thinking ping pong ball, but that's probably small. Yeah. So like marbles or baseball. Yeah. Ping pong might be normal. All right. So marbles or baseballs? I already know what I'm picking. Like, what? I'm picking baseballs.
Yeah, me too.
Like,
what are you doing with marbles? It's just going to look like a dick. You're not even going to see them.
It's like he was like fixed.
Like a dog. When they have like the flat sack. It's just like.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, I would go with baseballs. Actually, so speaking of balls. So remember the other day we were talking about ball droppage?
No, I remember you saying, remember ball droppage for later. We were not talking about it.
Well, I was thinking about okay. it. So, like, this is what made me think of it, is because you were going back through like our pictures because we were looking for a particular picture.
Of what?
Okay, so.
Right, because I remember this happening now, but like, why did I come across that?
Oh, okay. So you, me, and my sister were talking about like huge dick. Like, Crystal was talking about like the guy biggest she talks dick. To and has like the most perfect dick or whatever, and like the biggest dick, whatever. Right, right. And then you said something about, and then I said like, actually, there was one time at band camp that there was like, I felt so full. Yeah, like way too big. Like it's humongous. Like, and I said, biggest ever. Biggest fucking ever. And
I was like, wait, I think you sent me a picture.
Yes, exactly. So you go
Crystal
back there.
Wanted to see it.
Yes, because she wanted to be like, you know, because every time I would ever show her a dick in the past, she'd be like, purr, that ain't nothing. And I'm like, wow, really?
So long story short, I ended up deleting the picture at some point in life, I guess.
Yeah.
I did not have
However, it. We came to a video.
However, while I'm looking for the picture, I come across a video of a guy in a shower jerking off.
Which I sent to Bree.
Right. Like, and I'm like, this is not a
like a year and a half ago. Right. And you were like, whose dick is that? And we were trying to rack our brains.
So
like, whose dick is it?
So I tell Tiffany it's there. So she looks it up. And I'm like, how do you not know whose dick this is?
I don't know.
You don't remember who sent it to you or whose dick it is? Like,
no, I did. I couldn't remember one bit. Like, that was a time in my life where, I mean, pictures of dicks were flying left and right.
And
it
I'm not gonna lie
anybody.
To you. That's true. Because as you're going back to look for that, it's like, oh, here's so-and-so's. I'm like, damn.
I know. I was at one point in time like, I didn't even get a fucking album. And like write on it. Like the horse.
We were gonna make a book.
We were.
And it was gonna be all the dick pics that got sent to us.
Yeah, but I deleted like all of them. So either
way.
And
I also feel like it might be like a lawsuit in some capacity.
Yeah, well, only
you
if you put their real name.
Unsolicitedly sent me those pics.
I own this
now
dick pic
now. This dick pic because you're a dick and sent it.
Right, and it's not like I'm going to put your name. This is John Smith from
Kentucky. And I didn't ask
Kentucky.
For this dick pic. I didn't ask for it. You sent it. Now you get put in the book. Unsolicited dick pics for the coffee table.
A little bit of light reading. Right. So either way, we pull up the video. Cannot for the life of us remember who the fuck it is. Mm-mm. But on the picture or on the video, it said it was sent on like November 2021. So I was like, okay.
And
so
I'm like,
we're going back.
2021 is far away.
Right. So we decide.
I decide.
Like, I have to know who the fuck
this
is.
I wanted to go to the bar and get a drink. Instead, I'm sitting on FaceTime for an hour and a half while Tiffany scrolls back through a gazillion text messages.
Right, so I just decided to go back through all of our text messages because this was sent, like, a year and a half ago through all of our text messages, and you know how long that fucking takes if you're trying to do some shit.
And
so, like,
Apple,
you need to do something about that.
People need to be able to go back further, faster.
Yeah, like, what's good with the loading process? So I'm going through, and I also said to Brie, if you even think to send me a text right now.
I know, and I did at one point. I wanted to, but I was like, I don't want to sit here for another hour.
Yeah, it already took me 33 minutes to get to, like, March 2020, like, two, so can we not? So, like, I'm almost there, and then I get to it, and I just remember looking at the picture, like, oh, here's what I sent to you first was... Alert.
Alert with the little red icon.
Yeah, with the little
Mama
red.
Tiffy caught a big one.
Tiffy caught a big one. And you were like, what? And then I sent you the video and you were like, you didn't even say anything about it. You were like, so you coming over? I was like, wow. But with the video.
But there was probably a phone call in between that.
Probably.
Makes it look like I just didn't give
Dubbed
a fuck.
My ass,
but
yeah. So I look at that and I'm like, oh my God. But then also we noticed that there was pictures too. So like then I was able to show my sister. And so I show her and she actually did admit that it was a biggie. And the thing is, in the pictures, it was soft. And I'm like, bitch, this is a soft dick. Like, I didn't even believe this was really him. I had to, like, compare freckles in each picture. Like, it's the same freckle. Birthmarks. That birthmark matches the birthmark in this one. Mm-hmm. I was like, holy shit. So, yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah, it was interesting. So that was really funny. But the whole point of the ball drop is, which because in the video, like when he's jerking off, his balls are like pretty much like perfect. You know, they have like a nice little droop to them. Like I like that. It was like a perfect like droopiness to them. They weren't like sagging to his fucking like mid fucking thigh. Yeah. It was just like the perfect amount of like bounce, like where he's hitting it from the back and those balls are slapping the clit.
I always think of Big Daddy when the kid in Big Daddy's like to the older guy that she left Adam Sandler for, and he's like, "You're wrinkly balls."
Yeah, yeah.
I always think of that.
However, with that being said, like, yes, that like the ball droppage was like perfect, but I also think it's, I don't know why I think it's adorable, but I also think it's adorable when balls are like super tight because they're so cold and they're just like, ning, like, yeah, perfectly up there. Mad, I'm like, tight. Oh, let me squeeze them. Let me give them a little squish.
Funny that they do that, right?
Yeah, it is funny. It is funny that they do that. And then I'm kind of like, I kind of like that too. But could you imagine having actual like baseball sized balls? Like those things are definitely dropping. Like, probably to the
knee. Like, imagine how you'd have to walk.
Yeek. Like, imagine that bulge, though.
I wish we could have dicks for a day. I know we've said this before.
I know, I want one.
But, like,
one.
I just want to have a dick and balls for one day.
Like, just one. Well, just, maybe if I like it a lot, maybe two. I don't know.
If I like it a lot, maybe
how
two.
Many times I'm going to jerk off is beyond like, me.
Like, we have boobs hanging off of, you have boobs hanging off of you. Like, so, like, I guess that's what it feels like to have. I don't have boobs either, so yeah. I don't know what it's
nothing
like to have anything
dropping
hanging
off of
off
my
of
body.
Me.
No, but I would love to. I already told you, first stop your house, we're getting it the fuck on.
I know. Like, if I woke up with a dick, I'm gonna call you nonstop to come fuck me until you pick up the phone.
Right.
Or I'm just coming over to your boyfriend's house and I'm gonna be like, "Excuse me, get out."
My turn.
I don't know how long this is gonna be here for.
I don't know how long I got with this thing. It's like Freaky Fucking Friday in here. I don't know how long it's gonna last for. So yeah, I absolutely want to do it.
And I'm getting a blowy too.
Oh, fuck yeah. I'll give you a blowy, sure.
Yeah.
It's fine. You have to have one. But wouldn't that be dope? Like, I would love that. It'd be so dope. So, yeah, I would really like to wake up with one. And also, like, a part of me almost wishes, like, after
I just
want
to know what it feels like to have to walk around with balls, too. But go ahead.
Well, a part of me also wishes that, like, a part. So I wish I had a dick for 2 days. Because the first day I got a sleigh. Slaying.
Slay all day.
Then the second day, I want to not be able to get hard. I want to not be able to come, and I want to experience that as well because I want to see it from their perspective, like how terrible.
Oh,
that is.
Well, you just have to get in your head, obviously.
Oh,
that's
I gotta get
in
my head. Yeah, yeah. I gotta
so,
feel like
how hard could that be for you to do? I yeah. mean, just get in your head, and your right. dick won't get hard,
that's
right?
That's the old excuse.
That's the problem.
It's annoying. So, have you ever had sex with somebody that like literally it like meant nothing to you? Like, and when I say meant nothing, because of course we could have sex with somebody and it just be sex and like they don't mean anything to you, but have you ever had sex with somebody that like, literally like you were unfazed either way? Like you could see him the next day, never
you could
do
see
it
him
again.
With a girl that like immediately
yeah,
after
and you just like it, you almost even forgot you had sex with them. Like it just meant absolutely nothing to you. And like
I don't think in my adult life I have mm-hmm. recently, because you know how I am.
You be loving.
I fall in love. You be loving. But definitely in my younger years, I had like a ton of like friends with benefits mm-hmm. and it would not affect me to see them that night out with somebody else or.
Yeah.
I just didn't give a fuck.
Right. I have definitely had like, I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know if there's like a part of my brain that like this compartmentalizes these people, but like I could literally like have fucked somebody and then see them the next day and like almost forgot completely that I fucked them at all. Like, hi, so nice to see you. And then they're like looking at me like, and I'm like, what? Like, what's good with you?
Like, oh, you thought we were gonna live together? No.
Aw, like, we had sex? Oh my God. I did not remember that.
Yeah,
Tiff, it was last night. Like, oh, like, was
like
it?
Like a friends with benefits type thing.
Yeah, but not even. Like,
it's
they're
like
not even a friend
you know
with benefits.
Is never gonna go some. Oh, like they're not
like,
even
they're
a friend.
Nothing. They're nothing. Literally zero to you in any capacity. Like, you don't give a fuck.
I don't
fuck.
Know that I've ever, that's ever happened.
Yeah,
to
it's
me.
Happened to me. I don't care. Like, I could be the sweetest, nicest person, or I could just be absolutely cold.
I definitely have forgot. I slept with people and then run into them years later and then been like, oh, that's right.
You. All right. So, yeah, I've definitely had that, and I don't give a fuck. But, like, even to this day, I'm sitting here thinking about, like, and even when we made our list, I don't remember if you made a list or not, but when we made lists on our phone of like the people we slept with, like there's people's names I was like, oh, the guy in the blue sweater. Like, I couldn't even remember their names, but I remember what you were wearing.
Okay,
or like,
first
if you had
of
a
all,
weird...
in all fairness, it's because we're old now.
It could be.
It's not like we've had started having sex 3 years ago and we can't remember people because we jammed 2,000 people into 3 years. That's not what happened.
Sure about that? Speak for yourself,
that's
bitch.
Not what happened.
I mean, it wasn't 3,000, but right, Jesus Christ.
But like, you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, but I don't know.
We tried to make a list, and I was adding people to my list.
You were also adding people to my list, and I was like, oh, you're right.
And then you're, like, reading off your list, and I'm like, what about so-and-so? What about so-and-so? What about so-and-so? And you're like, damn, okay.
Shit. I thought I was done. The other day, I actually thought of somebody. Whatever we were talking about, I thought of somebody else I forgot to add to the list. And
isn't it crazy how you just, like, you'll be, like, washing a dish, and you'll be like, oh, forgot about him.
Let me go back to the list.
Right.
Yeah, no, I was like, and actually, you know what it was, is when we were going through those pictures, like when we were flipping through your, like our pictures that we sent to each other, and I was like, oh my God, I forgot about him.
Oh.
What was his name again?
It's hard for me to help you with your list because you lie a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I
right.
do.
So
I'll be like, I did not sleep with him.
She'll fight me like you would think we're like gladiators. Like she'll fight me to the death to tell me she didn't do something just to go out and get drunk with me in a month and be like, yeah, I did it. Like, what the fuck's the point of lying?
Well, because I didn't know I was going to tell the truth eventually. So right. Like at that point in time, I'm like, no one's going to know. And then I'm like, by the way, you remember that time that I told you?
As you're like pissing behind a bush.
Remember like, I did fuck up. I did.
I'm like, I know you did, you fucking scumbag. You're such a dirtbag.
I'm like, whoopsie. Or there's be like times where you do the same thing, cuntosaurus. I swear to God. The one time, and I know we've probably already talked about this, but I'm bringing it up again. Okay. The one time you went wherever the fuck you went and you were staying the night. So immediately in my head, I thought, they fucking. And you called me and you were like, asking me all these questions about uncircumcised dicks. And I'm like, and
oh
in my head,
God.
But in my head at that time, I wasn't processing that you were fucking an uncircumcised dick. I just thought like you were genuinely interested to know.
Like I just woke up in the morning and I was like, what do you do?
Yeah, what do you do? Like, what about that? What about this? Like, you know, were you scared? Like, all these things. And I'm talking to you about it. And then, like, it didn't even, then you said, no, we didn't have sex, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, you, the best thing about you, though, is that you forget you lied to me.
I know.
So, like, at least I remember I lied to you. And then I'll be like, haha, remember I told you I didn't? I did. Like, you'll just, like, tell me you didn't. And then, like, 2 weeks later, I'll be like, yeah, his dick, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I thought you didn't, fuck him. And you're like, oh, forgot I told you that. I'm like, you are literally the worst. So you're equally as cunty.
Yeah, that's true.
You really are. But yeah, so moving on. I did have another question, like, yeah, what superhero would you fuck if you had the chance to fuck? Like,
okay,
we're talking,
well,
Marvel or
you.
DC.
You would fuck all of them. And I know that for a fact.
I wouldn't fuck all of
them.
Because
you have like a thing with superheroes. Who's the one you wouldn't fuck? The Black Panther?
Oh my God, I can't believe you said that. Yes, actually.
I know!
Because he's not cute. I don't like his teeth. I mean, now it's a little too late because,
all right, you know.
But anyway. But either way, I just don't think he's like attractive.
I don't think any... You would sleep in Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr. You're doing that?
Hell yeah. He cute
really?
As fuck. Hell yeah. There's something about his dickish ways I just like... I like him a little mean.
And who's Spider-Man? Tobey Maguire?
Yeah, I wouldn't fuck him. He looks like he's like 12. What am I, a pedophile?
Ugh.
No.
sleep with the Hemsworth. And
oh, God.
Jason
Thor,
Momoa,
yes.
Aquaman,
yes. Captain America, yes. But I want to know, like, what's your...
Are you sleeping with, like, the actors or we're sleeping with, like, the actual superhero?
I mean, if you want to wear the Aquaman costume, like, I'm okay with that. Like, what do you want me to do? Like, I'm cool if you want to stay in costume, and I'm also cool if you don't. Because, like, you know, your dick's gonna be the same either way.
I'm not sure.
I'm trying to think of some other ones. Like, okay, well, if I had to pick one of them to fuck, like, first, it would obviously be Aquaman. It's just so cliche because it's Jason Momoa, but it would definitely be Aquaman. And then it would be Thor, and then it would be Captain America.
And who plays Thor?
Chris Hemsworth.
And who plays Captain America?
What's his name? Chris Evans?
Oh, no.
Mm-mm. Yo, he could get it.
No, he can't.
I mean, he could at least get it as Captain America.
I would sleep.
Like, what?
If you're actually the Captain America, you can get it. But if you're not.
He obviously is.
I guess I would sleep with Aquaman.
Well, it's too late because I'm sleeping with him and we can't sleep with the same people.
Oh, and fuck you, by the way.
What?
Because when we were trying to figure out whose dick that was in the picture, yeah. I asked if it was somebody's dick.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, now I know you didn't sleep with him because you would obviously be able to tell that's not his dick.
Oh, that's
obviously,
right.
I didn't sleep with him. If I said it in here, like, I'm not going to sleep with the same people you
slept
with.
You were tight. You were like, what?
Yeah, I'm like, what did you just say? And you're I wasn't sure if you did it, like, since I stopped doing it. Like, no, bitch. Why would I do that?
And also, don't you think I would have told you? And I'm thinking, like, well, maybe. And then you were like, you suck.
I know.
And I'm like, I'm just being honest.
For once.
But also, I'm thinking, like,
I'm never sleeping with somebody that you slept with.
That's great. I'm proud of you for
that. You're the homie hopper.
Yo.
I have homie hopped a couple once.
A couple ones.
But that's your forte.
I'm not just a homie hopper. Like, first of all, first time on purpose, second time on accident. But like.
First time on purpose, second time on accident.
First time on purpose, second time on accident. But either way, like when you asked me, like, is this person's dick? I'm thinking like, oh no, because that dick is literally 10 times the size of the dick that you're thinking it is. Funny. And that's when I was like, haha, that's how I know you didn't sleep with him, because you would have definitely known this wasn't his dick. And you were like, wow. I'm like, whoopsies. I'm sorry. I don't know why this popped into my head, but maybe because I think about like dishes and I don't mind doing dishes, but at the same time, it would be great if I never had to do dishes. because if like, so I saw this like meme the other day that said like how people are always judging people for using paper plates. And it's like, paper plates, I'd use paper pots if I could.
Right,
fuck out of here.
Right.
Hell yeah, I'd use a paper pot. So it got me thinking like, why? I mean, I get that we can't use a paper pot. Obviously, it will burn. But like, what can we use in place of a paper pot?
I'm glad you broke down the science of that. So my dumb ass doesn't go put a pot on the fucking stove later that's made of paper.
Yeah, I really do wish we could use paper pots and pans. That would be ideal. And I will literally always use a paper plate. The only time I will not use a paper plate, I guess, if it was like a fancy schmancy situation. And I'm like, I really want to. Like for steak and BJ day, I might go crazy and use a real plate, you know.
A real plate.
Real.
I don't know, and to be honest, I use real plates very rarely.
I can't. Oh, yeah.
It's so bad for the world. We only have one planet.
We have one planet. That is true. We do. Okay. So you were saying something about like things that make guys attractive other than their looks.
Other than their looks.
Or things unattractive, you know.
Okay. Things that make guys attractive. Other than sexual and looks.
Right.
Spelling. If I look at your Facebook and you can't fucking spell, like, there, and there.
Yeah. I don't like that either.
Bye. You had time. This is the thing. If you're texting me, I get it. Because I'll be in the car. I'll text autocorrect. I'm not going to sit there and send you the real word with the asterisk every time I misspell something when I'm in a hurry at work or driving or whatever. Right. Mm-hmm. But if you got time, you're making a Facebook post. You got time to read that, bro.
Yeah.
It needs to make sense.
Yeah.
It can't sound like we're from the hood or like elementary school and we don't know how to spell.
I don't
like that.
Like, I get that I can figure out what you're trying to say, but like, it doesn't make me feel any better that you didn't know how to spell it. So right. Like, what's
but
this?
In also in that regard, I saw a meme and it's like an adult spelling bee using regular words would be like the best TV show ever. Did you see that?
No.
And it would, because like, I still spell Wednesday, Wednesday.
Wednesday, yes.
But, like, hit me with, like, conscience or, like, I'm out. Right. You know what I mean? Like, so here I am talking shit.
Right.
But meanwhile, like, I'd probably get out on a regular word. Like, yeah. Restaurant. I still
or
have to
receipt.
Sit there and be like,
yeah. You're like, I have a 4E except F or C, but, like, sometimes no.
Right.
I'm like, but wait.
Like, an adult spelling bee show. Like, I feel like we should have friends over for a spelling bee when we're drunk. Right? And we all just line up in the kitchen and we say like regular words.
We really fucking should do
that.
That
Can you use that? I went to Target yesterday and I got a receipt.
That would be so funny. We should definitely
do
that. That would be cool.
We should do it for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I think that definitely someone not knowing how to spell or read is like completely unattractive. Like, what's good? And correct. Just is a huge pet peeve of mine. If you're definitely using the wrong forms of like your or their or anything that has multiple different ways you could spell it and you're not spelling it the right way, I'm like, huh. Like, how many other things do I love about you that I can ignore that you did that?
Right. Or that you do that all the time.
Right. I used to correct people. Like, I used to, like,
with used to correct me all the time. I'm like, bitch, I don't give a fuck. Stop.
I used to be like, that's not. I would put the right spelling with the asterisk after you said it. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to need you not to do that again. Okay, right. Else we can't be friends.
But, like, I get it when you're texting.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, my phone always autocorrects fuck and fucking to duck and ducking.
Right.
Which in my head means the bird.
Yeah, obviously.
Like, I'm ducking out here. Mm-hmm. Like, that means, like, I'm waddling or I'm flying with a duck or swimming with a duck. But, like, ducking is actually just, like, there's a softball coming your way, duck. You know what I mean? Like, get out of the way, ducking.
Yeah.
But my brain always thinks it has to do with a duck.
Yeah, me too. And then it, like, completely defeats the purpose.
And
like,
also, how many times have I fixed it, Siri? Like, obviously, I mean fuck.
Well, so what I did in my phone was there's a way you can save things in your phone. Like, I can't remember now, but you can actually, so mine doesn't do that to me anymore because you can go into your settings and you can create words. And it, I did, like, whenever I spelled duck, I want you to change it to fuck. So it does. So now anytime
when you're
I
texting
say
your
duck,
son, do you want to go see the ducks?
It's a, do you want to go see the
ducks? How often do you use the word duck? Like,
never.
Why would it say duck?
I never
Nobody
say
ever
duck.
Talking about a duck.
Really not. So mine doesn't do that anymore. And if it really drives you that crazy, then you should do that same thing. And it really made a huge difference in my life. I feel like a better person, honestly. Anyway. So there was something else you were going to say. I can't remember what it was.
Yesterday I was, this has nothing to do with anything except for me being pissed off. So yesterday I find the cutest outfits and bathing suits online.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're to the age where some outfits, you don't know this yet because you still wear them, are not appropriate for our age.
I cannot help that I literally look adorable in everything.
So,
like, especially in this robe right now.
Who the fuck sells bathing suits, bikinis together?
Nobody anymore. You have to
no,
buy the bottom and the top
does. Everybody
does.
Separately. No, you don't. Every website that I've been on, it's the top and the bottom come together. Doesn't make sense. Needs to be sold separately. Here's why. I need an extra small top. And I need a large bottom. And this is not working for me. So I can't even just get like a medium. The top will be falling off of me and the bottom will be too tight. A large, the bottom will fit. And the top, I mean, I might as well not even have it on because it'll just be like hanging off of me. Right?
Yeah.
I get a small, won't be able to get the bottom on, but the top will fit. Like, why would you not sell them mm-hmm. separately? In well, what the- planet is a girl going to be the same size on the bottom and the top?
Right. Well, yeah. And I mean, I feel like if I was, I don't wear bikinis. Like, and if I did wear a bikini, it would be like a bikini that's like a tankini. Like, I'm not
right,
wearing like
cute.
A little
like
triangle fucking top.
Bottom and like regular triangle top.
Mm-hmm. No, I have to sneeze. Don't look okay. at
me. Don't look at me.
You're looking at me like, are you going to make it?
Well,
no.
Because I didn't know what's happening.
So
God
yeah,
bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. But no, I get what you're saying. You can buy them separately. Like if you go to like the store,
Target, yeah,
Target, you know,
but the cute ones are online.
Yeah.
The and Target ones aren't cute.
I mean, you can find them where they are sold separately. I don't know what site you're using, but yeah, there are some that are obviously sold together. And I agree. Like, I don't know. I probably need like a large top and an extra large bottom because that booty dough.
Right. And your boobs.
Right. But they're like,
so anyway, I'm looking at the size chart, right? So I go to large. Which is a 10, a large was like a 10 to 12 on the bottom, whatever. I need a 10. So it was a 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
The top was a 36D. Can you imagine? And I'm sitting here like, what is, like who? This website's not selling any bathing suits because like, what am I supposed to, so then what did I do? I bought a fucking small and a large
uh-huh.
and I'm just going to return the one bathing suit with the two wrong sizes because
right.
I really
perfect.
Wanted it.
Yeah.
But like. What planet do these people live on that they thought that that was going to work?
Yeah, no. I don't know what
Meanwhile,
planet.
This all happened at about 1 a.m. and I was mad.
I am pissed as I'm sitting here eating my quick check sandwich that I always have to get at
right.
1 a.m. Yeah, that's annoying. You know what's also annoying to me? And honestly, I don't even know why it annoys me because I do this. So like, but I don't care if other people are annoyed. But like, you know, people always want to like stalk each other's Facebooks, and by stalking Facebooks, I don't mean like literally like I want to like look out your window in the middle of the night. But yeah, but like I want to see what you're posting.
I don't want to come to your house or follow you around.
No, I'm not really trying to. I just want to
look at your Facebook.
Yeah, like somebody might be like, "Oh my god, you got to see what they just posted," and then I go look, and it's like, "Brr, private page," and I'm like, "Oh dang it!" Like, but mine's private, so like you know, you'd have to be my friend to see anything. See, mine's not
because you. I don't have any. It's just this is my life,
right? But I just feel like you must earn the right to see my business.
Okay, well, I can't stand when you can't see people's friends lists.
I can't stand that either. Like, but why do I need to know?
I want to know. Are you guys friends or not? Like, don't tell me you hate this bitch, and I find out you're on her Facebook.
Yes, like I also hate that, but also my friends list is also like even for my friends, they can't see anybody who's not like.
Why
also
is
their
everything
friend.
Private? Like, who are you hiding from?
Right, I know, but like, the thing why? Is, like, I'm one of those people. I am them, right. But it still annoys me when other people. Because if I want to look at your shit and now I can't, I'm like, oh, like now what?
Now I gotta request you weirdly because like we're not friends, but I want to see your page.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna request you because I don't fuck with you. Right. I hate it, but I don't
That's
know.
That's also the song me and Tiffany play to each other anytime somebody's at the bar together. Like,
yeah, or it's a song I always dedicated to you.
That's what I mean. Like it's we'll literally... play it on the jukebox and it comes on. We can be like across the bar and you're like, Brie, the song's for you.
And you already know what it is.
No, I'm already like looking for you in the crowd. Like, I know she played
it. And then you'll go like this. No, this is my song for you. And I'm like, whatever. It's just our song, okay? If we get married, this is what we're playing at our wedding. So.
Would you ever get married again?
So, like, obviously me not saying something right now means that it's a possibility. But, like, I don't know because, like, I don't know. I don't fucking know. Like, a part of me says, like, hell to the no. Right. To the nah. Right. You know? Because it's like, but why? You know? Like, now I, like, legally have to figure out how to get out of this. Like, when I could just, like, just not like, legally. Right. But, like, also I get that, like, being married comes with, like, certain, like, perks. Not in taxes
so
in any way.
So tell me what the perks of being married versus not being married are.
So, like, if I were to die, you know, as, like, an adult, like, when my kids are obviously older, too, like, there's that person there that can, like, handle your business. Like, they legally are allowed to. Like, they could always come okay. and see you. Like, they could take care of your affairs. Like, you know, there's just somebody
Believe
there.
You could still sign something that says that.
I know you can, but I just, okay, cool. So, like, what? Right. So, but that's the thing is I just feel like there's, like, somebody that, like, has a legal tie to you, which might be beneficial to you should you need it in the future. But then, like, also, like, like, what if you don't want to be with them anymore? Now it's, like, such a headache to get out. You know, it's, like, a process, and it costs money.
You could take
like,
half your shit. You could take half their shit. It's a
right.
thing.
You know, so there's, like, all these things. Like, I don't know. I guess there
I
are
I also
perks.
Feel like if you were – I'd like to believe that, like, if I ever got married, I'm getting married once. That's what I want to believe, right? Mm-hmm. I think people would be more apt to try to, like, work on things when they're married. Mm-hmm. Than if they're not.
Yeah,
but, like,
they would.
That might not be true. I think it's just the quality of the person, too, probably.
Yeah, and, like, I think to myself also, like, I guess probably when you're, like, 50, it's cooler to say, like, this is my husband versus, like, this is my boyfriend, you know? Like, I just feel like a 50 to 60-year-old saying this is my boyfriend is, like, a little, like... Like, what would you say? Like, this is my partner, I guess, instead? Like, what would you say?
So
I just feel
be,
like boyfriend
saying,
sounds like, so, like, immature.
I'm
going to
be
know?
The lady outside in the robe, like, talking to the mailman.
Right.
Just me
Did you
here.
See the eagle?
I know. Fuck you.
They've been flying all over here.
That's why I don't even call you when the eagles are out there anymore. I don't call you anymore. See?
Oh, my God. But, yeah, no, I don't know. I can't honestly say, like, right now I would not get married, like, tomorrow, like, obviously. Mm-hmm. But and also then I think about, like, whoa, like, let's say I did get married, I'd be, have been married two times, like, what?
Yeah,
that's
what?
Crazy. Like, that is almost like,
it's crazier to me because it's like, I can't believe you even got married once and I haven't.
Like, I know, right? Have you ever been proposed to?
Yeah, that's the story I don't want to get into right now.
Did you say yes?
Yeah.
How many times have you been proposed to?
Once.
How'd that work out? Are you still engaged?
You're such a fucking piece of shit. I don't even know.
Our listeners need to know.
No, obviously not, right? Here I am. Fuck.
Oh my God. All right, cool. We won't talk about that right now. I'll wait till I get you drunk next time at like 10 a.m. and then I'll deep dive into that. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I'd get married again. And if I did, let's just say I did, that wedding is going to be like almost like elopey. Like I'm going somewhere fucking delicious. Like amazing. Elope. And there's going to be like 10 people there. You can make it. Great. You can't. Bye.
It's interesting I'll that you would go somewhere for your wedding when you've literally been nowhere regularly.
Correct. I understand that. I mean, I'm not going to like go to Vegas and like get married by Elvis or anything, but like I would probably go on like a...
I feel like you would do that. No, you'd go to Vegas and you'd get drunk and like by accident be like, oh, let's just get married. Fuck it.
But at the end of the day, I guess that wouldn't be like horrible. And then we couldn't have to tell anybody. We could just like secretly be married and no one know.
I'm going to be honest with you. If I got married at this point, I would just want it to be like the two of us. Somewhere.
Yeah,
and then have like a fucking barbecue, like later on at a later date as just like a little party.
Well, I've already been married and had the whole wedding thing, and like that was cool and all. I was never one of those girls. It's like this is my dream, you know, to get married, but you know it was fine. But like I now know that like it's unnecessary, so I'd probably just like book a fucking all inclusive resort and get married on the fucking beach.
Yeah,
call it a day.
I hate the beach.
I know you do. I do not hate the beach.
I don't want to be anywhere near it.
I tan so nicely that like the beach is my best fucking friend.
And I fucking burn so nicely. So I'd rather be like in a mountain somewhere.
Yeah, and even if I burn like that day, the next day my skin is like golden.
We're out on the
brown.
Jet ski. We get back. You look like you like fucking came from like Costa Rica. I'm over here like
you in boiling water.
Right, I'm over here like needing a bottle of aloe poured on me.
Yeah. No. I thoroughly enjoy the summer. I get dark in the summer. Like,
yeah, well,
so
you're a
dark.
Fucking Native American Indian. Of course you do.
Yeah, it's a blessing. I actually had a nightmare last night.
Hold on. I actually saw this comedian on TikTok the other day, and she was talking about how her boyfriend's white. She's Indian. Mm-hmm. And how he had to put on lotion like 5 different times while they were at the beach. And she's like, I'm just confused how you guys like successfully invaded so many countries. Like, did you guys stop and load up with the suntan lotion, or is this why you guys always attacked at dawn?
That's great. Right. Oh, that is funny. Yeah, no, I like to get, I get like black dark, like extremely dark, and it's great.
I know. I used to think you were part black before I knew that you were an Indian.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. My younger sister always said that my dad was black and that my mom lied to me.
Well, your baby pictures, wow. You definitely look black.
I mean, it's quite possible. But also,
no, you look just like your dad.
I had a nightmare last night that I had 2 extra kids. Like, that's the beginning of the nightmare. Like, already a nightmare.
So you have 4 altogether.
4 altogether, but these 2 were girls.
Sounds like a bad time. Already done.
Dead. So these 2 were girls,
though. Can you babysit Brayden? Nope.
Can't do it. Gotta go. So they were girls, and like the one daughter looked exactly like me, but had like blonde curly hair. And it was like there's nothing more to the nightmare, obviously, other than that. But like, it was still like,
yeah, that's scary.
Like, also, you would be such a cute little girl. But like, no.
Take so do you want to have another kid?
Hell no. Right, that I am confident at.
You're done, right?
Hell the fuck yeah.
Are your tubes tied?
No, but they might as well be.
Oh, okay. Do you think you might do that so you can stop?
No.
Oh.
It seems like it's too much of a process. I don't want to be
literally,
going through any
kind of
surgery.
Now I remember that we've had this
talk.
It's
I'm not doing it. Hell fucking no. That's like, cool. But something's got to be done because I don't want to be on birth control forever. So the last thing I want to say is we've already talked about IUDs, right? So like, you don't have one, obviously, but like I do. So I have been with guys who can feel the like IUD up in there. So, you know, it has been described.
Like, I would imagine only guys with big dicks can feel that, right?
Well, guys that have small dicks definitely cannot. And I don't want to say that you have to have an extremely large dick to feel it, but it also depends on your position. You know, like if you're extremely deep in there, which you can get from different positions, then yeah, you could feel it. Okay. It doesn't feel like anything to me, but as soon as I know it's there, like I could tell when somebody has to be able to feel it, which is kind of cool because I'm like, did you feel it? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, sweet, still there. And they tell you to check on it yourself, but like, I'm not doing that. I'm not going 8 inches deep in there to like feel for these fucking little strings. But either way, it has been described as feeling like a shuttlecock. which is like a birdie, you know, like in
a shuttlecock.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, that sounds terrible. Right. I don't know if any of you have ever played that, like,
badminton,
but that little, like, shuttlecock doesn't, it's not comfortable if you're feeling that inside of my
also,
body.
Also, it's not, doesn't feel good, not in your body when you're just playing badminton.
Correct. Like, you touch it, it like pokes you, you're like, yeah that's plastic, like, and that's cool and all, but like, I wouldn't want
to
feel that if
like
I was a
this
dick.
With two fingers so you don't get poked and scratched.
I know, and I just imagine a dick going inside the
also,
shuttlecock.
I hate playing badminton.
I love badminton.
I fucking hate it.
I love it. And I also love tennis. I think that game is fun.
I like tennis.
Feeling like
I
Venus
like
out here on these streets.
But I don't like badminton.
I love volleyball.
I don't want to play it.
Well, I will never ask you to fucking play then.
Okay,
but it is fun. But yeah, I just think to myself, like, imagine a dick like going into the shuttlecock. Like, that can't feel comfortable.
No.
But they said it's not like, it doesn't hurt, but like.
But it's got to ruin the mood a little bit, right?
I don't know. I'm just like, I don't know what to tell you. So, but I do want to get it out. I don't know if like having that makes me crazy. I mean, you know, we're all a little crazy, but like maybe I'd be less crazy. I'm not sure. But I just don't want it in my body. And so something has to be done. Like, I need to like end up with somebody for the rest of our lives, and they need to get like a vasectomy so that we can just not worry about this like ever.
Got it.
So that would be my dream. Hint, hint. All right. Well, that's all the shit talking I have for today. Yeah, anything from
too.
You? Or are you
no,
done?
That's it.
All right. Well, praise be, bitches.
Praise be, bitches. Bye.